Also, just like to call attention to 9 a.m. this Friday. We'll be doing a dedication of an arboretum. And these are the parks that are just west of the 3rd and Kansas Friends and Frogs sort of park landscaped area. Then there's the Saigon's Corner Restaurant, just west of that. And then there's now two tracts of land that the city acquired that kind of run together continuously, where we've made improvements, put a walking trail through there, Crushed Rock walking trail. There's still the oversized sidewalk on the other side for, you know, folks that are riding bikes or out for a jog. And then quite a few trees and plantings. And we're going to be dedicating this arboretum, is what we call it, and that's sort of a tree showcase park, and that's what we're doing there. There's varieties of trees. That park shows variety of trees and plantings that do well and are available to people at the nurseries in town. They're part of our tree list, and so those are trees that we encourage folks that if they're planting in their yard or at their commercial business, and are looking at varieties that do well and want to find something that catches their eye, they can walk through these, and there'll be descriptors of the type of tree and that type of thing. So, but we're dedicating that in the name of Tommy Lou Austin, who was a city commissioner for a couple of years in the early 2000s, first African-American female to be a city commissioner in the city of Garden City. She is... That's just one of the many ways she served this community. She was very, very active, women's shelter, with the hospital, it really, you name it, and Tommy did it. And we're excited to be able to celebrate her life. She passed away a little over a year ago, and the plans were underway to do that dedication this spring. Of course, that along with everything else sort of it got flipped upside down. And so we're just now able to get the family here and to be able to celebrate and dedicate that in an appropriate way. So look for that if you knew Tommy or you're a fan of what we did along that corridor and want to come out and help us celebrate it. Or if you're new to the community and just want to learn about what we got going on in the community and celebrate somebody who contributed towards it, we'd invite folks to join us 9 a.m. on Friday.